It's finally time to get serious about building your brand. You already have the skill and the talent, so let's put the pieces in motion right now. Let Trevis Bailey guide you through the process of creating a strong and consistent digital presence. Sit back and relax and prepare for your brand new life.
Greetings and welcome to the newest installment of the Brand New Life Podcast. I am your host, Trevis Bailey, and I am excited that you've joined us today. I'm looking forward to the wisdom I'm going to share with you. I'm hoping today that I can encourage you to be a better entrepreneur and to really do even better about getting your content out there to your followers and to your subscribers and all the people that you need to reach. So I'm excited about today's episode, which I've entitled Repurposing Your Content. Before we get into that, I just want to say thank you for all the emails and the love that you guys have been showing. It's incredibly awesome to be, you know, feel like you're being impactful and you're helping people grow. So I'm grateful for that. I want to thank you all for following us, for joining the Facebook group, Brand New Life. And I'm just overall excited about what's happening. If this is your first time listening, I want to say thank you. I want to encourage you to go to your favorite podcast host, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or now Spotify. Wherever you are, wherever you want to leave some love, I'd greatly appreciate it. I've got some really good things coming up for you very, very soon. Next month for September, we're going to be celebrating National Self-Improvement Month. And I've got some awesome people coming on to share their stories to help us really, you know, win this second half or this latter half of the year of 2018. And so I'm excited about that. And I'm hoping that you guys will tune in and be encouraged, because that's the point of this entire podcast, is to encourage you to be better than yesterday. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into our topic. Our topic today is repurposing your content. Now, social media is always changing, but the good thing is it gives us more creative ways to reach our audiences. But with so many different networks, what content should go where? What if I told you that you could create one piece of content and you could expand it across all of your networks to interact with your audiences in different ways? Well, allow me to introduce to you the CHOP. That's what I'm going to call it, the CHOP. The CHOP helps you create a pattern or string of ideas on how to repurpose your content. Now, this may be a long process, so it may benefit you to get out, you know, a pencil and sheet of paper or something to take notes in. I also have a layout for you in the show notes. What I won't do is allow you to make excuses from this point forward. There are too many free apps out here that will do everything that you need to be done. So I don't want to hear, oh, I don't have the money for this, I don't have this for that. If you're trying to grow your brand, if you're trying to expand, if you're trying to reach people in different networks and different mediums and different areas of their own lives and businesses, then you need to jump on this. Now, the first thing we're going to do is talk about video. Everybody creates video. No one is truly lacking for content in forms of video. However, there is one company, one social network that really does value video, and that's LinkedIn. Now, I think it's important that, you know, you put your script together or you do whatever you're going to do to create this video on whatever you're going to create it on. After you finish this video, the first place it goes, obviously, is YouTube, because, I mean, YouTube or Vimeo, they're like the home of video these days. So after you've done that, let's say you take that same video and you post it directly, not the link from YouTube or Vimeo, but you post it directly on LinkedIn. The reason why it's a good idea to do that is because LinkedIn is your professional Facebook. And so they don't have, because it's not Facebook itself, they don't have the constant viewership that many other networks have. And so what you can do is take advantage of that by posting your video on LinkedIn. And because LinkedIn is hungry for viewers, they will push your video a little bit harder, because everybody knows video is what's in right now. So if they can give you, you can take advantage of that free push by posting your video on LinkedIn. Now, so far we've got a video, one video that we created, and that video is on YouTube or Vimeo and LinkedIn. Now let's talk about pushing it even further. After you go back through your video and you start to really think about the parts that stood out to you, the parts that sounded like they made a difference, or the parts that could probably encourage somebody to employ you or to bring you in and speak at their conferences and things like that. What are those points? Mark those points down in your edit time. And now what you can do is you can go back, you can grab your software, whatever it is that you need to make this happen, but you can chop certain parts of the video up into 60 second clips and 15 second clips. And I'm gonna tell you why. You know, people always pick on me about being so pro Apple, and I truly am not trying to be funny in this point, but I don't know if Android does this, but with Apple, you can put a full length video on your phone. And so you can upload that full length video to Instagram TV. If you can't do that, and you need to break it down even more, then what you can do is to take that video, chop it up into 60 seconds, post that on your Instagram feed. You can take 15 seconds of that and put it on your Instagram story. And, you know, your next story after that video is, you know, here, listen to the rest here, and some kind of short link or bit.ly link or something like that. So already you've hit so many networks with just one video. Now, because you can't ignore Facebook, even though, you know, some of your clients may or may not come from Facebook, you can't ignore it. So you take those same 60 second clips, 15 second clips, do the same thing, make posts, make stories. What I've learned here lately is that even just with my friends, even though my friends aren't particularly my market that I'm trying to reach, a lot more people view my stories than will comment on statuses or posts or things like that. So that's something to keep in mind. So in case you're keeping track, we've now hit Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube off one video. Let's go a little bit further. Let's say you have, or you should get, a app that allows you to create memes or images like Adobe Spark posts or something like that, right? Think about the things that you said again. Go back over your script. Look at those one-liners that really just jumped out and really encouraged people. What can you do with those? You can turn them into memes. Now, I know some people listening to this might still call them memes, but I'm helping you out today. It's memes. Look at the meme. I mean, create some memes and put those on Instagram. Put those on every place that will allow you to post an image. You can post them there. You can really post these things anywhere, okay? Now, let's say, hey, you know, I want to get into podcasts and I want to try my hand at that. So you can get you an app that will rip the audio from your full-length video, and now you have a podcast. Now, I know I'm going a little fast now, but remember in the beginning, I told you to make sure you grab a pencil and some paper. One of the easier ways, or one of the ways that probably should have been first, but for this example, we're going to go last with it. You've got your blog posts. Now, you could post a video to your blog and be done with it, and that's great. But if you wrote out a script, if you wrote out a text to help you make the video, take that. You may have to tweak it a little bit, but now that becomes your blog post. Now you can post that anywhere. You can post that, even though they're not as popular anymore, you can post those on your Facebook notes. You can post those on your website. Now, when it comes to LinkedIn and your blog, more often than not, especially if you're using WordPress that I recommend, you want to create a cover photo that will, you know, boost your exposure when the link is shared online. So while your information is out there, take that blog in its entirety, copy it, and paste it onto LinkedIn as a new post. Now, hear what I'm saying. I'm not saying go back and grab the link. I'm not saying to copy and paste the URL from your website onto LinkedIn. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Remember, I told you LinkedIn is behind all the other networks. Even though they're the most efficient, they're behind in their viewership. So you put an original post, quote unquote, on LinkedIn as a blog post. You use your same cover photo from your blog page and you post it as an original post on LinkedIn. Now, all these things, all these networks we just hit are going to boost your SEO, are going to help you become more discoverable. And the last network we're going to hit is Pinterest. So you got all this content out here, you got everything across all these networks. So you take your blog post cover, you post it on Pinterest, and you put a snippet in there from the blog post. And at the end of it, you put a link for people to go and read the original post on your website. So now we've hit every network and your website on one topic. Now, I want you to think about it. One topic has given you the ability to live across multiple networks. So where you may have a not so great following on YouTube, you may have a lot of intellectuals that follow you on Instagram. So you take the more intellectual points of your video and put those on Instagram, and you're engaging with their audience. If you have more friends and family on your Facebook, pull out a segment where you were being a little, you know, funny or charismatic or whatever. Post that on Facebook and engage with people that way. You can use one topic, one creation, one idea, one thought, one focus, and turn it into several different mediums of content that will serve your networks, that will serve your people, and that will ultimately validate you as a professional that you say you are. So, you know, what I've done now is I've given you a good heads up on how to create content on multiple platforms. Most people link up with their friends and family on many networks, but when you continue to grow, you'll address these networks differently. This will make you a unique follow on each network and add value to your brand. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, right? So to review, today we talked about ways to separate, we call it the chop. We talked about ways to separate your content and to really get you out there on different networks. I taught you how to get information on YouTube or Vimeo, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter, Pinterest, and your website. Now, if I count correctly, that's 8 different ways that your content is living off one idea. I wanted to keep today short and sweet, just because I wanted to make sure that I hit you with this as we go into the month of September, where, you know, the focus of the podcast is going to shift just a tad, not overly, because we're still talking about entrepreneurship, but I wanted this to be somewhat of a baseline idea that you could take with you and that you can start preparing for coming up soon. There are lots of free tools out there. So as I said before, please miss me with the excuses as to why you can't get this done. If you can find an app to repost information on Instagram, you can find an app to create your own meme. You can find an app to create your own video. You can find an app to edit and chop up your videos. You can do this. You can be a wealth of information for your network. You can do this. So don't get intimidated by what it looks like, for what, how big of a task this appears to be. I'm telling you today that you can do this. I want to thank you so very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope that I said something that inspired you to grow, to be better, to be wiser in your craft. As always, you can log on to my website, TravisBailey.com, and download a free ebook if you're just getting started or you need some help establishing your brand. There's a free ebook there. Just sign up for the mailing list and it'll be delivered to you in email. I'm very, very excited about the things coming up next month. If you haven't already, just make sure you stop by Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or now Spotify, and leave us some love. Leave us a review and let us know how we're doing. It's important that I continue to create content that's going to bless you and encourage you to move forward. As always, I'm thankful for your support. Now get out there and enjoy your brand new life.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Learn more about Trevis by visiting trevisbailey.org. Now get out there and plan for your brand new life.